State lawmakers last month voted overwhelmingly to put the question on the August ballot. It would repeal a portion of Michigan's personal property tax, but that tax generates revenue local governments depend on to provide basic services, so the proposal also seeks to reimburse communities for any lost money. Tim Dye is with a coalition of groups pushing for the proposal. He says it would be a boost to both Michigan businesses and local governments.
So we will be moving around the state over the next several months, making sure that folks understand the proposal as best as possible.
Some critics worry communities could still see cuts under the proposal, but local government groups such as the Michigan Municipal League are urging voters to approve the measure in August. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.